Recording in progress.
Welcome, everyone. This is the town council meeting for Piscataway for April 12th, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975. Specifying the time, date, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerks in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19. As a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done through Zoom app by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or a request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on the phone to unmute yourself. Upon being unmuted, you should speak as to any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes in which to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you could always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account. We ask, if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. And at this time, I will call the roll. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Kahn.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council President Lombardi.
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Present.
In place of the administrator, Chief of Staff Dana Corbman.
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Would everyone please join me in the flag salute?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic from which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll move to number 5, which are comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda. Do we have any adjournments on this agenda of any of the council people?
Council President, no add-ons.
Anyone else?
Council President, I don't have anything to add. This is Councilman Cahill, but when you're talking, there's a very loud buzzing noise in the audio, at least on my side. I don't know if anyone else is hearing it. That's all I'd like to add.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, we'll move to number 6. Number 6 is open to the public, and it is for comments regarding the consent agenda items only. Please be advised This is the public portion for the consent agenda items only. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. And please do remember, state all of your questions first, and then we will answer the questions at that time. Anyone wishing to speak during the public portion for the consent agenda items only at this time now?
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
Good evening, David.
Ambrose Valley Lane. Item number N for November, P for Papa, S for Sierra, P for Zebra, P for Tango, HH, Hotel, W, Whiskey, number 14.
Dave's an old Army radio operator, for those of the public that don't know.
No, I just do that so it's clear what I'm saying in case some people have a hard time. That's all.
Council President, do you want me to take care of that?
Yes, you can, because we had a difficulty hearing him in here. So if you can take care of that, we weren't aware.
No problem. Item number N is a change order for the New Market Lake improvements.
I can't hear you.
David, can you hear?
Go ahead.
Okay. Item number N is New Market Lake area improvements phase 4. Basically, it was for extra items along the process that we went to buy some overhead canopies down along the waterfront, as well as some receptacle baskets that we were using some grant money for. Item number P has to do with Third Avenue. These are the parcel maps, David, for easements out there. We're getting ready to go out to bid on Third Avenue over in the Possum Town area. Item S, I believe that's the annual landscape maintenance township properties that we do. It's a 2-year contract that we put out to bid. And then the item T is the historical trust fund grant for the Mettler House. It's a matching fund. We received a grant of $138,000 from the state historical fund, and we have to match it with $92,000 of our own funds. And I believe you also said, I believe that the Division of Revenue for the reports of February and March, I think you asked.
Yes.
Well, that's the normal division to what we do. You can get a copy of that if we can get you a copy of that, David. That's no big deal.
Did you hear my Z for Zebra?
No, I didn't see Z. I'm looking for Z. Hold on 1 second. Just bear with me, David. That's the hot spot for that. That is for our annual paving. It's $542,000 for the first year and $555,200 for the second year. That's the hot asphalt mix that we're going to be using for paving this year for the roads.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Thank you. I'm now closing the public portion. We'll now move to number 7, which is an ordinance first reading, second amendment to the ground lease at communication sites. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance authorizing a second amendment to the communications site ground lease with New Singular Wireless PCS, LLC, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the third day of May, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have a motion?
Motion.
May I have a second, please?
Second.
Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. Number 8 is an ordinance first reading also, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 8, Piscataway Recreation Utility. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Council President, before the clerk reads the ordinance, both items number, this is Mayor Waller, both items 8 and 9 are running in tandem. This is what the state DCA is requiring the town, not only just our town, but other towns to do in regards to for their budgeting purposes. By way of
thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Peter, can you please read the
be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 8, Piscataway Township Recreation Utility, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the third day of May, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer?
Councilman Conan, I'll offer that.
Councilwoman Cahill will second.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 9 is an ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 13, Department of Finance, and it's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 13, Department of Finance, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the third day of May, 2022. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer?
Councilman Irwin, offer.
Thank you.
Councilman Rouse, second.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes first reading. Number 10 are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, These items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda items? A motion, please.
Motion. Second, Councilwoman Cahill, then.
Thank you. Mrs. Cedar, can you do a roll call vote, please?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda passes. 11 is now the public hearing for the calendar year 2022 municipal budget. We will open this now to the public for the public hearing. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself at that time. Please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So we will now open the public portion for the public hearing on the calendar year 2022 municipal budget. And please remember, state your questions and then we will answer any questions. We are now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves with regard to this agenda item.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, hi, I'm Pratik from 29 Redbud Road. That's in Piscataway, New Jersey. I just have two or three questions with respect to this line item 11. So the first question is, I don't know lately, is the township budget appropriated first and then the taxes are collected, or the taxes are collected first and then after that the amount is appropriated? How does the financing work? Because it's kind of confusing for me lately because I see like runaway with the budget numbers that is not keeping up with income. So that's the first thing. And how do you finance some of this deficit over short-term, medium-term, and long-term? And then rest of the questions, but I'll come back to later. If you can answer some of those questions, please.
Okay, you're done asking your questions, Pratik? You're done?
Yes, for now, for 11, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Council President, it's Mayor Wallace, do you want me to handle that?
Please do, Mayor.
Basically, budgeting 101, every town has to come up with a budget and then adopts it. And then whatever the amount that you have to raise through taxation is figured out that way. And normally it gets put together by when the county goes to, when they strike the budget for the county in July. And that's when you get your bill, your tax rates. In our case, our budget is going to be 4 points less this year.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
We are now closing the public portion. Number 12 is a resolution, calendar year 2022. It's a budget amendment. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read that amendment, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that whereas the local municipal budget for the year 2022 was approved on the second day of March 2022, and whereas the public hearing on said budget has been held as advertised, and whereas it is desired to amend said approved budget, now therefore be it resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, that the following amendments to the approved budget of 2022 be made. General appropriations, operations within CAPS, public safety, Office of Emergency Management, other expenses, from $13,000 to $11,000. Aid to volunteer fire companies, other expenses from $400,000 to $202,000. Emergency medical services, EMS, other expenses from $0 to $200,000. Total operations, item 8A within CAPS, $45,801,310 to $45,801,310. Total operations, general appropriations for municipal purposes within CAPS, from $52,293,674 to $52,293,674. Total general appropriations, $78,355,080.62. From that amount to that same amount, $78,355,080.62.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have a motion to accept that amendment?
I'll make that motion, Councilman Khan.
May I have a second?
Seconding a motion, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Sorry, I quickly muted myself. Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the amendment passes. Now, number 13, due to the amendment, we must open this now for another public hearing because we just made that amendment, just so everyone understands why we're opening it to the public again for the public hearing based on that amendment we just spoke about. So it's the calendar year 2022, and it's the budget amendment. And I now open this to the public.
Council President, if I may, before you open it to the public, just a quick explanation. This is a new state law that's put into effect that where every town and state in New Jersey has to have a line item in for fire and EMS into their budget. So that's what it is. Every town has to do this. That's what this amendment is.
Thank you very much for that clarification. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on the phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So now we are now open to the public regarding the amendment we just made to the budget.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi, this is Pratik from 29 Redbud Road again. With respect to this amendment, I just have a general question. Why is this in municipal budget? I understand that we needed those services, but does this mean that folks who are paying from their insurance in those Medicare or whatever policies or the plans that they have, is that coming in from that line item or this is an additional line item to the taxpayers?
Mayor, would you like to field that question?
The answer is no, Pratik. That's a separate item. This is just a new law that every town in the state of New Jersey has to have just a line item just to incorporate it in their budget.
Thank you for that clarification.
Council President, if I could too, is just to be clear is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mayor, that taxes for, the firehouses is collected. They have their own vote for their own budget. It is now just a requirement of the township to include that line item. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, it is. And this is another way of the state can't figure it out that there's approximately 180 towns across the state of New Jersey who already have fire districts that collect revenue for that reason. And they had a bill that was passed for all 565 towns, but you have 180 towns, including Piscataway, where it wasn't needed. They already have received tax dollars for the equipment and everything.
Thank you very much.
So just not to belabor it, but so that Mr. Patel understands, is that the firehouses run elections and have their budgets there. So as a registered voter, if he is registered, he can vote at those times as well.
Thank you, Mrs. Cahill.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
David Akins, Pembroke Valley Lane. On these contracts that's being awarded, there was a time, and it may
Mr. Akins, we're now on the public hearing for the budget amendment. Is that what the question is pertaining to?
Okay. How do I get a copy of that amendment? Budget. The ones you're referring to right now. How do I get
We have it online, Mr. Akins.
Okay.
It's on the website, okay?
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
For that one, at the additional question, I'll wait till it's open to the public.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed. Okay, number 14 is a resolution. It's the adoption of the calendar year 2022 municipal budget. May I have a motion to accept the municipal budget?
Motion. Second, Shaw.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And Jim Ballard is not able to be with us this evening, but I believe he left a message with us that he would have also been voting yes on the municipal budget. So please note that for us. Number 15 is a proclamation for distracted driving crackdown. Mayor, I believe you said you were going to read that proclamation.
Thank you, Council President. April is distracted driving crackdown month from April 1st to April 30th, 2022. Whereas distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on New Jersey roadways, contributing to thousands of motor vehicle crashes and deaths each year. And whereas talking on a mobile phone, even in hands-free mode, texting, programming your dashboard information system or GPS device can divert your attention away from driving and result in a physical and cognitive distraction. Whereas all drivers and bicyclists and pedestrians deserve to live in communities that promote safe driving behaviors and healthy lifestyles. And whereas the state of New Jersey will participate in the nationwide distracted driving 2022 crackdown from April 1st to April 30th, 2022, in an effort to raise awareness and decrease driver distraction throughout a combination of enforcement and education. And whereas the national slogan for the campaign, you drive, you text, you pay. And whereas the reduction in distracted driving in New Jersey will save lives on our roadways. Now, therefore, I, Brian Wall, the mayor of the township of Piscataway and the county of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, declare support for distracted driving 2022 crackdown, both locally and nationally, from April 1st to April 30th, 2022, and pledge to increase awareness to the dangers of distracted driving. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. And number 16 is also a proclamation for Arab American Heritage Month. Well, Mayor, can you read that?
Sure. Thank you, Council President. And whereas the Arab Americans have been making valuable cultural and economic contributions in the fields of medicine, business, education, technology, and government, just to name a few. And whereas residents of Arab descent have shared their rich culture and traditions with neighbors and friends, and whereas strong family values and work ethic, dedication to education and diversity in faith and creed enrich our community. Whereas in spite of progress, misconceptions still exist in America, and there continue to need to battle the bias and harmful stereotyping. Whereas during this month, we should take the time to recognize, celebrate the contributions and heritage Arab Americans. And now therefore, I, Brian Waller, Mayor of Piscataway Township in the County of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, declared the month of April to be Arab American Heritage Month, and encourage all residents to celebrate our diversity and heritage and cultural, and work together to guarantee peace and equality for all. And if I may, Council President, I would like to acknowledge the Middlesex County Muslim Center here in Piscataway on Hose Lane, who held a iftar dinner last night, where all the council members participated, along with Sheriff Millie Scott and County Commissioner McCollum and Charlie Kenny, as well as our State Senator Bob Smith were there. So we had an enjoyable evening breaking bread with many residents and the folks over at the mosque. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor, for doing all those reading. We'll now move to number 17, which are announcements and comments from officials. Mrs. Cahill, do you have any comments?
I'll just reiterate what the mayor said about the event at the mosque yesterday. It was absolutely a lovely experience. We've been there before. This was a little bit of a newer experience, being in the basement with all the tables open, but very inviting to the residents of the town. And it was just a wonderful experience, and to understand that our Muslim neighbors invited their neighbors to come and learn more, specifically this time about Ramadan, but more broadly speaking, just about their faith as well. So it was a wonderful experience, and I will echo the sentiment of the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Khan.
Thank you, Council President. I have a couple comments on two different items. One is the Little League baseball opening day. The mayor, despite the weather, despite the rain, every year the mayor seems to manage to order it not to rain on opening day of Little League. I don't know how he does it. But on a more serious note, I want to thank and really a shout out to Councilman Earn, who's been very involved in Little League for a long time, as well as Councilman Jim Ballard, who's been involved and have been a huge supporter of our Little League in town. Another great opening day. Frank, I've been around Little League for a long time. I've seen how much endless time and hours you put in, and I most of the public doesn't know that. And I think you just need or deserve some recognition for pulling off, another great start of the season. And the last couple of years, I know, have been tough because of COVID and different challenges. And I think just most folks in the public don't know how much work goes on behind the scenes. And I thought you should be acknowledged for that, Frank. And I know, as a parent, I've seen it and appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
The other brief comments is this is I think it's like my 21st adoption of a budget and my time and in my last on the town council. So I thought I should make a comment or two. We started out as a fiscal year, then a calendar year, and we've had lots of budget challenges over the years with the different economies we faced. We had a deep recession and other issues. And in my time on the town council, I've never seen a better budget. I've never seen a tighter budget. I've never seen more thought and work go into the budget. And that is, again, the public doesn't see those things, but we have some great staff in town that, work really hard to put these things together. The mayor works really hard on it, tirelessly on it. Councilwoman Lombardi, Council President Lombardi, you know, was on top of every little issue. You know, so is other members of the council. You know, we have meetings and look at those items. And a lot of work goes into putting together a budget. And it's a long and complicated process. It's a deliberative process. It's a process that requires teamwork and, you know, deliberation. And really, the members of the public should understand it, it's running a big business. And the business has never been in better hands. And so while it's my last budget, I'm proud to say that it may be the tightest, best budget we've ever put together for the public. We're lowering the tax rate again, this time 4 points. We're once again being able to provide better services, more services for less money. And so I know that I said a lot, but it's the last time I'm going to get a chance to thank the people that put the budget together, the various council people and the staff and the mayor's office. And I see Dana there, who's filling in tonight. Dana's, you know, is involved in putting the budget together, as well as Tim, who's not here. Actually, all the members of the council, Councilman Shaw, everybody, Councilman Rouse, have all been involved in having input as to how it's put together. So really, congratulations to everybody. I'm proud of the work everybody did together as a team. And I'm glad we were able to put together a great budget for the residents in the town once again. So again, I apologize for taking more than my 30 seconds or a minute, Councilwoman Lombardi, but next year when the budget is passed, you won't have me to yap about it. So I wanted to get in. I wanted to thank the people and let residents know how much work goes on, how much roll up your sleeves and work goes on by folks behind the scenes. Thank you.
That's absolutely no problem. Thank you for that, Steve. And we will miss you not being involved in that budget. Linwood Rouse, any comments?
No, none at this time.
Councilman Shaw?
I agree with Councilman Khan that our recreation program is the best program in, I just say, maybe county or New Jersey, because there is no charge to the kids to participate in all these programs. So a lot of towns don't know, even a lot of people don't know in our Piscataway, that all the program we are doing is free. And I will salute that Frank and Jim, they're doing great job, and it's not easy to put budget together. The Khan, Mr. Khan say, is really hard because we are also residents of Piscataway. So whatever we do affect to us also. So we are looking for the public issues and all concerns. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Aaron.
Yeah, so I just want to thank Steve for his comments about the Little League opening day, but Steve, it never rains on opening day. It might snow, but it never rains. But I just want to say it's a group effort. A lot of people with one common goal to have the kids have a great time. I want to thank the Scattered Board. I want to thank the DPW, the council, the police department. Everybody worked for the same goal. It was a great day, and we have over 200 kids having a good time. That's what counts.
Thanks, Frank. Mayor?
Thank you, Council President. I would like to acknowledge, in regards to Little League, I would like to acknowledge the work that Kathy Earn does also with the Challengers League. I know her name really doesn't get mentioned much, but I want to give a shout out to Kathy for all the hard work that she does. I would like to mention, this is Holy Week for both the Jewish faith and the Christian faith, as well as for the Muslim faith. It's very rare that confluence of all the religious folks all happen within a 8-9 day span here. So as Pastor Rouse would know, this is a very holy week. So we just wanna wish everybody with their spiritual thoughts and everything like that. In regards to what Councilman Khan said about the budget, I would like to acknowledge the finance director, Daniel Lampkin and Van in the office there, who've done a lot of work, as well as all the other professional staff within the municipal government and our auditor. So there is a very good budget here, and it's frugal. The tax rate, as Steve said, is going down. That doesn't happen too often in municipal government. I suspect, not speaking for the Board of Education, no, but I suspect that they will be dropping their rate also. I do believe that this will provide a lot of service, continue high support services for our community, as well as reconstructing and also fixing a lot of our infrastructure within our town. I believe this budget has well over 30 streets that we're reconstructing this year. And that doesn't include the ones that are coming out of the engineering department, like Third Avenue, Ethel Road, Justice Street, which we awarded tonight, the balance of Second Avenue, and some of the other streets that are coming down the pike. We're very fortunate in this budget that through a lot of shrewd business decisions that we were able to obtain either small businesses or large corporations to come into town, where our commercial rateable base has increased again this year, which means that the local property taxpayers are paying less than they would have. Right now, it's almost at 40% of the entire freight right now. Not too many towns in central New Jersey can actually say that. But with that being said, you know, we will continue to provide a lot of great services, both through recreational in the senior center, as well as our community center throughout the year, as well as the fine public safety that we have in our community. So with that, I'll turn it right back over to you, Council President. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Filling in for our business administrator, Dana Corbin, any comments?
Yes, I just wanted to mention a few upcoming community events that we have on the calendar. May 3rd, we are hosting a vaccine clinic at the Senior Center. It's geared toward those 50 and older that qualify for a second booster, but it's open to anybody and all shots are available for all qualified ages. May 14th, we're having a big event on the Green Acres to commemorate Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball. June 11th will be our street fair at a new location on Stockton Street behind the community center. And July 16th, we are going to be having the bike rodeo. We had it last year and it was a really popular event, very successful. So we're going to host it again in the parking lot of the community center.
Thank you for those community updates. That was great. Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
Wanted to also say happy Vaisakhi to all the Sikh residents also. It's actually all four religions,
yes.
Holy Week. So just wanted to say, you know, Ramadan Mubarak, and to the Christian Jewish faith, you know, happy holidays and happy Vaisakhi to the Sikh residents.
Thank you very much. When you're the last to speak, there's not much left to say, but I will just continue a few quick thank yous. Again, I want to thank Frank for the Little League opener. And all the work he puts into that. I'd like to thank Daniel and the finance office for this incredible budget. I really don't think people do truly understand the work that's involved in this budget. I'd also like to thank the Muslim Center of Middlesex County for the very informative and enjoyable evening we shared with them last night. And I'd like to offer Gabrielle Cahill and myself, forgot to mention, she'd like to wish everybody a very beautiful Passover, Happy Easter, and all of the other spiritual faiths observing at this time. And one last thing that we did forget, Saturday, the April 23rd, we have a shredding event up at the Little League Field. For those of you that need that service, it is quite an incredible service. Bring your bag up there and everything can be shredded for you. So I think we just about covered it all at this point. And we're going to move forward to number 18, which is the agenda session for the May 3rd, 2022 meeting. We have an ordinance second reading, second amendment to ground lease at communication site. It will be open to the public and it's a resolution adopting ordinance. Do we have any questions or concerns from council members? Seeing none, the other ordinance that will be second reading, amending chapter 12, parks and recreation area, section 8, Piscataway Recreation Utility. It will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. We had the first reading on that this evening. Does anyone have any further questions regarding that? The next ordinance under second reading, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 13, Department of Finance, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions or concerns? The next ordinance will be first reading, and it will be a revision of the YMCA membership fees. Do we have any resolution? It'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Do we have any questions regarding that matter? We will have a resolution on authorizing the refund of an overpayment of fire prevention fees. Any questions or concerns on any of these matters from council?
No.
Seeing none, we will open to the public for the final time of the evening. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Please be advised to ask all of your questions and then we will answer them at that time. And at this time, we are open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Please state your name and address and be advised you have 3 minutes.
Pratik Patel, there are three items, few items that I would like to cover. First is with respect to Red Cross, and I don't know where it sits in the line item. I'll have to go look through that. But there was a thing where the Red Cross is now allowed to park in some muni building. So then the question becomes, is why are 501c3, who are already getting tax abatements from the government, allowed to do business with the government? Because their job is to make sure that they find a private entity to run these kind of things that actually promotes growth and employment. This is like, oh, I'm giving you a tax break, but you're giving it back to me. That's not how it should work. If that's the case, then they should be stripped off their 501c3. The second thing is I've heard many times in past about YMCA, which is that Piscataway YMCA, where it's not township funded and whatnot. And I've heard even in council meetings that that was the case. I looked at the last 3 years or 4 years budget. There was a line item of 30 or 40,000, which was paid to the YMCA. I don't know what the arrangement was or what the structure was. I would like to also understand what this revision of YMCA membership fees mean to the public. And then just general question that had with recreation and amending that, I still didn't get the clarification and details. So I'd like to understand that. And the final question that I have is, one of the things that I've observed over the last year is most of the council are in agreement with pretty much everything. They don't disagree on it, which is okay, which is a good thing in many cases. But what I would like to suggest is for the council meeting, if they can come to the, even 15 days before the ward that they represent, if they have a meeting with the ward residents about the changes that are bringing, whether good, bad, or indifferent, whether something is going up or down, that would be helpful. Because I don't think any council members today, or maybe they are doing it, but I'm not aware of it, where they are taking time to speak to the ward that they represent, either via email or through so many communication that these are the changes coming in your street or your neighborhood. In the sessions that we have pretty much covers the entire Piscataway, but I would rather have a thread by the ward so at least the residents of the ward are informed in terms of what's going on with the area that they are in and any concerns that they have. Thank you.
Thank you, Pratik. Okay, hold on 1 second, Mayor.
Sure.
The Red Cross parking issue, I'm going to have our township attorney address.
Yes, thank you, Council President. Yeah, so the Red Cross, we already had an agreement with them for the past year. They were actually just wanted to allocate a parking spot in our parking lot. We allowed them to. There's no business being transferred. You know, I think the council, agrees with me in that we love to help nonprofit organizations and charities as much as the township can. And You know, part of this agreement is just to make sure that we have appropriate insurance that in place for the Red Cross to indemnify us and protect us if they are using one of our parking spots.
Okay, Mayor, you want to address the YMCA?
Sure, I just want to jump in and highlight what Raj says. That was done specifically for pre-positioning of assets of the Red Cross. Now, for instance, the Red Cross was out there at the PepsiCo fire scene. You know, that is advantageous for the township residents that when it's an all hands on deck event, such as Hurricane Tropical Storm Ida, et cetera, you already want to have those assets already available. As far as the why issue of the resolution or the ordinances to allow to charge for more for people who use the Y who are from out of town, that's what that's about. And as far as the comment of Mr. Patel saying about the council members,
the other one was for the recreation amendment.
That's what it is. That has to do with the Y. It's a charge. Folks that are out of town, a higher fee.
Okay.
And the third thing he said about the council members, the council members are very much informed of what's going on around their wards or at large. They meet people daily throughout this town, whether it's email, phone calls, or even going to the grocery store. I just think Mr. Patel is misinformed on how government operates and things. So I don't even want to go down that road because I know all the work that a lot of all the council members do, as well as all the other officials in town. So we'll just leave it at that.
Thank you.
If I can just follow up on that quickly, Council President, to Mr. Patel's question, all of us, one of the reasons we have a ward system, we have some at-large council people and some ward council people, is to allow council people to not only have a global look at the entire town, but to function or to dig down deep as to what's going on in their neighborhoods. Everybody talks to people in their neighborhoods almost daily, probably daily, multiple times daily. People email us, call us on the phone. There's very little that we are not aware of that goes on within the ward, and we don't hear about on a regular basis. As for the majority of the time, the council people agreeing on issues, it's because, first of all, I don't think any of us believe that township government is well run by shouting at each other or fighting with each other or going out on social media and attacking each other. We work together on issues because everybody on the council has brought to the council various different backgrounds and skills. And by working in a collaborative way, we think we get more done for the town. We don't have anybody on the town council that's does their own thing, that's a wild duck. We have folks that want to work together for the best interest in the community. So by the time issues get brought to the agenda, they're generally issues that we've talked about and there's some consensus on. We think that's a better way to run a town. It's a better way to serve the residents of the town by working together in the best interest of everybody. We have over 50,000 residents in the town and not I have a particular issue and I don't care what the rest of the folks on the council think. I'm going to pound on the table and fight with everybody. We don't think that's the best way to get things done in the residents' interest. So that's probably the reason why you see us in agreement on most occasions. That doesn't mean there's not discussion and debate on various issues. So I just wanted to respond to what he said, Mr. Patel. And I appreciate Mr. Patel's comments. He comes to the meetings and he asks lots of questions, and that's terrific. I'm all for that, and I look forward to the day where we can all talk together directly. So that's the answer to, I think, the question of why there's agreement. That's a sort of philosophy of government. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. And yes, we don't agree all of the time, but we work everything out to move forward in a a little bit nicer position in front of everybody. So there's many discussions and many times that maybe we may not agree, but we work through our situation so that we can move forward and make progress for the town. So do we have any other comments regarding those items? Do we have anyone else waiting?
Yes, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Please state your name. Go ahead. State your name and address and be advised you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
David Akins, Campbell's Valley Lane. Are we on in the open to the public portion?
Yes, we are, David. Go ahead.
Okay. On the award of some of these contracts, there was a time, maybe there still is, you could attend bidding process at the township. I used to attend. You'd have contractors come in, they lay their bids down, you guys would open the bids and award them based on the bids that you received. Is that practice still ongoing?
Do you have any further questions, David? State all of your questions.
That's it.
Okay, David, our bids are all being done on Zoom. That is still being done today. Thank you for that question.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed. Thank you, everyone, for a very good meeting this evening. I'd like to now have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Shaw.
A second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Have a good evening, and thank you, everyone, for all of your questions, concerns, and a great meeting.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.